Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the New York Mets and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second. The second baseman, Phil Lynns. Batting third. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Hendley. Pitching for the New York Mets, Bob Hendley. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Julio Gatte. Batting second. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Doug Rader. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ron Davis. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Cuellar. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Mike Cuellar. And now, play ball. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Lynns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynns strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gatte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte takes first base on ball four. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis takes first base on ball four. Rader moves to second. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Aspromonte for the out. Rader moves to third. Davis moves to second. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is walked intentionally. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar strikes out. Two outs. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Gatte hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Harrelson fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cranepool moves to second. Bob Hendley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendley bunts in front of the plate. Bateman fields it and throws to first for the out. Cranepool moves to third. Grote moves to second. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive towards center. Wynn catches it and throws to home to double up Cranepool. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Phil Lynns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynns is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynns strikes out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 1 in the game. Swoboda strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynns fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gatte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cuellar fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar is 0-for-1 in the game. Cuellar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gatte bunts towards the mound. Hendley fields it and throws to first for the out. Cuellar moves to second. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cuellar scores. Morgan moves to second. It's 1-0, Astros. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Wynn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a line drive into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Hendley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendley is 0-for-0 in the game. Hendley bunts towards first. Rader scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hendley for the out. Grote moves to second. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gatte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Lynns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynns is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grote moves to third. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grote scores. Lynns moves to third. It's Mets, 1. Astros, 1. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0-for-2 in the game. Swoboda hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lynns scores. Davis moves to third. It's 2-1, Mets. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-2 in the game. Charles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Davis moves to second. Dick Selman now pitching. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Davis moves to third. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Grote for a passed ball. Davis scores. It's Mets, 2, Astros, 2. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cuellar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 2. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. Raider scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cranepool for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Grote takes first base on ball 4. Greg Goosen pinch hits for Dick Selma. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Hal Renef now pitching. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gatte hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a pop-up towards the mound. Renef settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 3 in the game. Wynn strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 2. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 3 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gatte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Lins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lins strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gatte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis who is chasing the ball. Rader reaches third base with a triple. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Davis reaches second base with a double. Rader scores. It's 3-2, Astros. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davis moves to third. Danny Frazella now pitching. Norm Miller pinch hits for John Bateman. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into right field. Swoboda picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Swoboda. Davis scores. Aspromonte moves to third. Miller moves to second. It's 4-2, Astros. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cuellar hits a line drive into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gatte hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Aspromonte tags and scores. Miller tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-2, Astros. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a line drive into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Lillis now playing shortstop. Dave Adlesh now catching. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Swoboda strikes out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-3 in the game. Charles strikes out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 5, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.